In this section, we hear of a cancer patient praising the treatment he has received. How, although we have had awful news of deaths, we have had significant coronavirus recoveries and the setting up of new post-hospital care homes. We also hear from a police chief on how most people in our area are complying with the lockdown requirements, but also of people who have decided to try unsuccessfully to take advantage of the empty roads. But first, let's find out how some people have tried to show their thanks to the NHS in very different ways. Around 3,000 Norfolk grown tulips were given to an exhausted hospital staff at the end of their shift to show gratitude for their efforts during the coronavirus pandemic. Health service workers at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital were surprised with a colourful gift by goat's cheese maker Sam Steggles, who also runs the Goat Shed Farm Shop at Fielding Cottage in Honingham. The flowers had been collected from growers at Belmont Nurseries in Terrington St Clements near King's Lynn. Partly in exchange for some of his firm's cheese and partly for donating to the nursery's chosen charity, the Norfolk Hospice Tapping House. The tulips were bunched and left in buckets of water by the staff's entrance so they could be safely collected while observing social distancing rules. Mr. Steggles said, "I wanted to take some flowers up to the hospital to give to people keeping our health service going. I gave them to the doctors, the nurses and the cleaners, anyone coming off shift at 7 p.m. Suzanne Eves at Belmont Nursery said, "I was very happy to help with these because my father was in the Norfolk and Norwich for a week last November and they looked after him really well. Even under normal circumstances, every day we could see how hard they were working. Now they are doing a very hard job in very difficult times, so we can give them an indication that their work is appreciated and put a smile on someone's face. Then it gives us a lot of pleasure to do that." Ali Dent from Hillgay happily removed his eyebrows too, celebrate the great work of the NHS amid the coronavirus pandemic and raise money for the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, QEH, in King's Lynn. The 62-year-old, who runs AJ Butchers and Grocery Shop, regularly holds events for good causes and felt compelled to do the sponsored shave for the nurses and staff risking their lives to help others. He added, "Doing this is nothing compared to what they're doing." The butcher has raised more than £400 for the QEH, with donations coming from places such as Bristol. With hospitals coping with increased demand amid the coronavirus pandemic, treatment and operations for conditions including cancer have, in some places, been cancelled or rearranged. But under the agreement signed between the independent health sector and the NHS staff, equipment and facilities are being shared to alleviate pressure. Locally, it has seen the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, and Spa Norwich join forces with the NNUH's entire chemotherapy service, transfer to Spa, and roughly 35 to 40 urgent operations carried out per week. Among the first patients to be treated was Gary Brown from Dereham, who in mid-March had surgery to remove a kidney after being diagnosed with a rare transitional cell centre of the kidney. Mr. Brown had incidentally rushed to hospital in January with extreme pain. Tests, a biopsy and scans later, he was discharged with a stage 3 cancer at the start of March. On March the 14th, as the health service grappled with the pandemic's tightening grip, Mr. Brown was asked to attend hospital 2 days before his operation to make time for the coronavirus testing. "I got a bag together, My wife took me to hospital, and then you're on your own, he said. You are fully isolated. I was given a COVID-19 test, which was negative, and had 3 to 5 hours operation. He said doctors were pleased with the outcome, and that once he had recovered, there would be further tests and scans down the line, and he was praising the healthcare staff. They are phenomenal, he said, and it wasn't just Spire staff, both were there. They were amazing, particularly considering everything that's happened. Anyone going through the same situation, don't be worried, because you're in safe hands. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, announced on Monday that 156 people had been discharged following treatment for the virus. A spokesman said, since the COVID-19 pandemic began, 156 patients had been treated at the NNUH and have returned home to continue their recoveries. Thank you to the dedication of your teams across the hospital and everything you are doing to deliver exceptional care and support to our colleagues. In an interview with David Powells, the newspaper editor, Sam Higginson, the hospital chief executive, said, "It looks like London has seen the peak. I think that in terms of here, we're on the plateau. So keeping up our PPE stocks is really important. It's also vital people therefore stick to the government social distancing guidance. I think everyone has noticed a few more people out and about this weekend, but it's really important we keep going." Managing the pressure on the hospital and NHS is so important. Up to 40 temporary beds could be created in the former Causton Lodge care home in North Norfolk to support people discharged from hospital. Norfolk County Council and the NHS Norfolk and Waverley Clinical Commissioning Group, CCG, are working to get their beds ready in case they are needed in the weeks and months ahead, with cases of coronavirus continuing. They have identified the former care home in Paul Eaglehard Way, Causton, as a site for extra beds. The extra social care beds funded through the NHS would be used by people, including some who had coronavirus, after they are deemed well enough to leave hospital, but still need extra support before they can go back home. The council has started recruiting for the 60 roles which will be needed within the home. Some will be filled by deploying experienced social care staff from within the council's own workforce and those of partner organisations, but some will be new employees. And the council is also weighing up possibilities, locations for others of the so-called step-down units, if one is required. Dr. Louise Smith, Director of Public Health in Norwich and Norfolk, said the centre would play an important role in helping people cope with coronavirus. She said, "We will get a point where people have a positive test or are awaiting results of a test, who need to be discharged from hospital, but at the same time we can have care homes which are dealing with their own cases or have shortage of staffing because they are unwell. It seems likely that the step-down facility proposed will change over time from getting people out of hospital to a way in which we can have more flexibility in the system to be able to accommodate people and ease pressure on our care homes." At Downing Street press briefing on Sunday, Professor Stephen Powis, National Medical Director of NHS England, repeated his plea to motorists not to breach lockdown rules after data showing traffic levels creeping up by 3% compared to last week. With sunny weekend weather in Norfolk, Police patrols were out making sure that people were not out, but only for essential trips or for exercising where socially distancing. And Norfolk Constabulary Chief Constable Simon Bailey said he was pleased that people had stuck to the restrictions. He said, "It has been a good weekend, bearing in mind how lovely the weather has been. People have been a credit to their communities in how sensible they have been. By and large, people have been responsible. The coast has been very quiet. We have seen people going to places like B&Q, which is understandable, and that's fine, so long as social distancing measures are in place and people are abiding by them." Officers from the Norfolk and Suffolk Roads and Armed Policing Team, NSRAPT, recorded a car travelling at 102 miles per hour along the A47 at Terrington St John at 1:16 p.m. on Friday, April the 24th. Within a short space of time, a van driver was also spotted doing 96 miles per hour on the same stretch of road by the same team. Both drivers were stopped by officers. The latest example of speeding comes after police revealed a dramatic rise in drivers being caught travelling at more than 100 miles an hour on Norfolk roads, prompting the head of NSRAPT to urge people to stick to the speed limits to avoid the strain of crashes, victims on the NHS. And Lorne Green, Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner, urged people undertaking essential travel to do it safely. "The life you save may even be your own," he said. So that is our first batch of news. Richard will now continue with the news on how people are coping with our changed way of life.